Corey Mills wins GOP primary in Florida District 7. By Wendell Hussebo on August 23, 2022. Establishment candidate Corey Mills on Tuesday won the Republican primary in the open Florida Congressional District 7 that Representative Stephanie Murphy, DFL, vacated in the spring. The primary became a toss-up in the last 2 weeks of the race after $1.2 million was spent on negative advertising against frontrunner State Representative Anthony Sabatini. Polling had shown Sabatini leading by 7 points. But with the massive ad buys flooding the zone days before the election, the race was called for Mills with 19,000 votes at 68% of the vote reporting. Nearly $6 million was spent on the race. Sabatini's campaign raised just over $1.2 million from more than 8,200 individual donors. Mills' campaign raised more than $1.8 million, which does not include outside PACs funded by the establishment. Brady Duke raised more than $2.87 million throughout the campaign. Florida District 7, newly shaped by Governor Ron DeSantis, is a strong Republican district. It covers Seminole and Volusia counties in east central Florida. DeSantis's map created 20 red-leaning and 8 blue-leaning congressional districts. The district lines will serve the state for the next 10 years, shaping national politics. The map single-handedly wiped out the Democrats' national gerrymandering advantage as it is a map that eliminated constitutional infirmities. Before the map was passed by the House and sent to DeSantis for signature, radical Democrats took to the floor, throwing a temper tantrum in protest of the map's likely passage. The radical and rowdy lawmakers stood in the middle of the House floor and sang, "We shall overcome." They also chanted slogans like "We will occupy this floor to prevent the map from passing in the House." Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.